I'm joined on the line by Len Holt, who is the SQBC president, meaning it's the Southeast Queensland Blokart Club president. Len, nice to talk to you.
And you, Trevor.
Now, Len, I must ask, the Southeast Queensland Blokart Club, you're having a 2.5 hour landslide, land sailing, I should say. Well, a couple might be sliding. Blokart Marathon, and it's on at Woodgate Beach this Saturday.
That's correct, yeah. Marathon racing is something that we don't do a lot of. And it's fortunate that Woodgate Beach lends itself very well to a 2.5 hour marathon. So we're looking forward to it.
It's going to be interesting. So it's just basically they're going round and round for 2.5 hours. But, gee, it must be tiring, 2.5 hours, because I believe you've got to hold on and hold on tight.
It can be very tiring, yeah. We were up here about 4 or 5 weeks ago and practicing, and I can tell you at the end of 2.5 hours, it's a struggle to get out of the cart, but it's all good fun.
All right. So where did blokarting come from?
Blokarts are a New Zealand design. Land sailing itself has been around for years and years and years and years, but blokarts are a New Zealand design. And they're an extremely manoeuvrable, fairly quick, and very light cart. And they're just a wonderful thing to sail.
All righty. Now, it's going to be open for spectators, of course, and it is at the Woodgate Beach, Banksia Park. So if you know where that is, you head there. That's where you'll find them. Now, I do believe the local Woodgate SES are going to have a sausage sizzle and some cold drinks for people to buy. And all proceeds are going to them. So it's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Now, it gets underway at 12:30. So you've got an hour and a half, or 2.5 hours of solid blowcarting. Now, the other interesting part is, on Sunday, I believe you're having a come and try day. What's that all about?
Yeah, my club is running the marathon on the Saturday. Our fellow club, Capricornia Blowcart Club from Rockhampton, is having their come and try day on the Sunday, as you mentioned. And that's been done here a couple of times, once in October last year, once about a month ago. And they're very, very popular days. And as you say, if people are around and want to experience what it's like to sail a blowcart, have a look at them as we're edging up and down the beach, we'd welcome anyone who would be interested in turning up.
So all they've got to do is rock up and away they go.
Correct. Just wear something that you can afford to get wet, and we'll see how it all goes.
All right.
I should stress, Trevor, this is being done in a COVID-safe manner. We recognise that we've got to be responsible, and we will be doing all of the things that designed to keep us safe.
Len, I'm sure you will, and sadly that we have to do all this, but safety is paramount. And, of course, it's going to be another great weekend. You've been here a few times, so Woodgate Beach lends itself to this sort of activity, obviously.
Oh, it does. It's for what we do, it's fabulous. It's nice and flat. It's long. It's nice and warm. It's beautiful. It's just a pity we couldn't drag it a little bit closer to Brisbane, to suit me, but it's a lovely spot and we love coming up here.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for talking to us. We wish you all the best. Now, this afternoon from 12:30, Saturday afternoon from 12:30, and then, of course, on Sunday, the come and try day. And good to have a talk to you and to find out what blowcutting is all about. Good luck to you, Len.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Thanks.